There's definitely a collaborative nature and aspect to this. They bring together everything from fashion to music to fine art, photography, film, and it's just a great way to bring everybody together.
That's Christy Dubinsky from Irwin explaining to me what draws her to events put together by an interesting organization. Raw Pittsburgh is an offshoot of an idea that began in Los Angeles and has grown to include cities across America and in several other countries as well. Their mission is to provide independent artists within the first 10 years of their career with the tools, resources, and exposure needed to inspire and cultivate creativity. I visited their most recent event where I saw and heard a wide variety of art, which was enjoyed by a pretty wide variety of people.
It's not just paintings, there's jewelry, there is performance art, musicians, you know, just a little bit of everything.
That's Karen Hayes. She's from the North Hills.
Well, not only that, it's a nice night out. You know, I'm away from the kids tonight. It's a very interesting venue to come out and be a part of.
This showcase for emerging artists provides visibility and an opportunity for collaboration that wouldn't otherwise exist. I asked two of the people behind Raw Pittsburgh to join me in our studios to give some background and details on exactly what this is. Raya Issa, production assistant for Raw Pittsburgh, and Lee Yock, showcase manager, thank you for coming in to give a little background and talk a little bit about what this organization means to Pittsburgh. And Raya, you won the coin toss, so you're going first.
Okay. Raw started about 5 years ago in L.A., by a fashion designer who was just looking for a bigger platform to show her work. She wanted to show what she was doing to a larger group of people and decided to include other artists as a way to get a bigger audience.
Lee, how did they come to choose Pittsburgh?
They actually went on tour. They selected top cities throughout the U.S. I think it was about 12 to 15 cities that they wanted to launch all at once. And the executive team that started the organization in L.A. traveled across the country to each of these cities to help them open up.
Can you add a little bit about the unique aspects of doing something like this in Pittsburgh?
Sure. I mean, Pittsburgh is a small city and it's very neighborhood-based. So, you know, when these artists are showing their work independently or at established galleries, you know, they're only showing to a very small audience and a lot of times the same audience at each event. So this is just kind of a way to bring people from all different corners of Pittsburgh together and for them to showcase their art and what they do to a much larger crowd.
And that's interesting in that it's pretty much what a guy named Foo Connor, who was carrying a camera at your most recent event, had to say.
Because Pittsburgh's a city of bridges, and a lot of people don't cross bridges to check out each other, but this kind of brings it all together under one roof.
Good job.
Well, Lee Yock and Raya Issa, thank you very much for coming in to explain a little bit about Raw Pittsburgh. Their final 2013 event is going to be an awards evening. That happens on Friday, the 22nd of November, in the Strip District at Cavo Nightclub. For Art from the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.